I was at the Delano Hotel, which is right next to the Mandalay Bay Hotel. You can actually get to the Mandalay Bay without even leaving the hotel, so they're kind of connected. And we were enjoying ourselves, had a little reception. And as I was leaving, I was getting ready to catch the Uber back to my hotel where I was staying. And as I was waiting for the Uber, I saw a police car pulled up. And, you know, I was just like, I wonder what's going on. That's the reporter in me. Just naturally want to know. And nobody said anything. We saw another police car pull up. And then I started asking what was happening. And someone said, well, someone has a machine gun. And I'm like, oh, what? You can't even make sense of that, right? So nobody was panicked and nobody was freaked out at that time. So I didn't freak out or panic. Then my Uber canceled, and then another Uber canceled, then another police car, and another police car pulled up, and officers got out with guns. I mean, they sped into this garage area and got out and went into the hotel around the back way. I imagine there were more officers on the other side of the Mandalay Bay. And then I start seeing people come out of the hotel, and then I start seeing people running. And at that point, I was like, you got to run. You got to go. And I saw a guy, like, crouched. He was crawling out of the hotel. And immediately at that point, I thought the shooter was behind him, because if you're down on the ground like that, that tells me that you're ducking from some danger. You're hiding from something. So I started to run, and I ran out and ran across the street to the back of another hotel. And there were a bunch of people out there, several people. Wasn't a huge crowd, but a lot of people gathered over there. Some people were hiding in bushes, and people were placing themselves against walls because somebody said, well, there's a shooter, and he's shooting from up high. He's shooting down low. And I just could not make sense of that. I'm like, what are you guys, like, it just did not make sense at all. At this time, you have to remember, nobody knew anything. We didn't know anything. There weren't any official news reports. It was way too early in any sort of investigation. So I called my father as I was running, and I just said, Daddy, please just stay on the phone with me. I think something's going on. I don't know what. He was trying to ask me to, you know, get a taxi. Could I get a taxi out? And I was trying to explain to him that I couldn't because the roads were blocked off. So there was no way that a taxi could even get to me at that time. So eventually some guys came up to me and asked me if I was okay. We eventually found a taxi, and they were not staying at my hotel, but they rode with me in the taxi and got me back to my hotel safely. They paid for it.
What has the atmosphere been like in Las Vegas since this moment?
You have makeshift memorials. You have people coming up to sign cards and leave candles. You know, that's not something that you're going to normally see on the Vegas Strip. And they told us that they just wanted to be out here to show people that it's okay.
I'm curious, have you gotten a chance to talk to any of the survivors or any of those concert goers who experienced that moment?
We're actually working on a story right now where we have video of a guy. He took Facebook Live video, and he was running. So his phone was just going crazy because he's running, and he was telling all his followers on Facebook Live, like, I'm running for my life right now. Someone is shooting at me. I cannot imagine. How many more times do we have to endure this?